Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast, interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario. Episode 118. Krista Boyer, you're running for city councilor in Ward 5. Welcome to the 155 Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Joey. I'm happy to be here.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a longtime resident of the city of Hamilton. I've been in the city for almost 20 years now. When I first arrived in the city, it was meant to be just a layover, but I quickly fell in love with the potential that this city offers. So I decided to stay and quickly involve myself in the community in many facets. And from that, it's just been years of involvement and engagement and just learning more and more about the city and its people. Currently, I'm living in Stony Creek, which I absolutely love. I moved there in the last few years to be with my now fiancé. He's a Stony Creek born and raised firefighter, so we are enjoying our time in Stony Creek, and I'm, again, looking to invest further in essentially my community.
Why are you running?
I'm running because I love my community, and I want to do more for it. In my day-to-day, I do quite a bit for the community as it stands, but it's not enough. I am able to do more and I want to do more.
Do you live in Ward 5? Yes or no?
No.
Does it matter if one lives in the community one seeks to represent?
Yes, I do believe it matters that one lives within the community, but community is not does not always easily fit into these manufactured boundaries. For me, Ward 5 is my community. It's where I spend most of my free time and where I spend a great deal of time volunteering. I'm just outside the boundary. Again, these manufactured boundaries, but that boundary does not demonstrate where my community is.
How have you contributed to your community and our city?
So I've spent the last two decades working in this community in various roles. In my job as a commercial realtor for almost 10 years now, I primarily worked with small businesses, which offered me great insight into the many challenges small businesses face when dealing with the city or other hindrances. In addition to that, I've created and led many small business initiatives, most recently the Hamilton Business Rally, where I partnered with the Stony Creek BIA and the Stony Creek Chamber of Commerce. I have also consulted with the Concession Street BIA on how to attract vibrant and sustainable businesses. As well, over the last 20 years, I've been involved in many not-for-profit organizations, including InWell, which is an incredible organization dedicated to providing affordable housing and support for those who are houseless. I've held volunteer positions with the Hamilton Police, the Keep Hamilton Clean and Green Committee, the Hamilton Future Fund, and the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce, Young Entrepreneurs and Professionals, and RAB, to name a few. I've organized youth events, major fundraisers, food drives, and clothing drives, and throughout it all, I have remained an ambassador for my community and my city.
What are two of your priorities for Ward 5 and two of your priorities for Hamilton as a whole?
Well, there is much to be done and many issues to address. I can name a few of them for you. One of my main priorities for Ward 5 is to create a safe community, which includes safe streets, safe public spaces, and safe neighborhoods. There are many layers to this and considerations to keep in mind in order to achieve this overall goal. I'd also like to work on accelerating the local economy. This can be accomplished by putting forth support for our local businesses, working towards job creation, and increasing our tax base. For Hamilton as a whole, one of the greatest needs is affordable housing. I want to work with community stakeholders, councillors, and federal and provincial governments to create solutions that have real results. We cannot have people living on the streets. They deserve better. We need to work towards attracting and retaining young talent in our city in order to grow it, and part of that includes offering affordable housing. Housing prices have become unattainable for too many. This needs to be addressed. It will take multiple tiers of government and community involvement from stakeholders in order to start solving this incredible issue. Further, I'd like to see Hamilton become more productive as a city, and I'm speaking directly about council. No more infighting, no more dragging our feet on matters. Instead, let's have a cohesive council willing to work together on every issue and determined to work in a timely and efficient manner. This city has so much unrealized potential, and we must work together to get there. And again, there is so much more to be accomplished.
What are three skills you will bring to elected office that makes you the best choice to represent Ward 5 on Hamilton City Council?
I have a great deal of experience within the community where I have created and fostered strong relationships across many organizations and industries in both the public and private sectors. I have been involved in governance boards throughout my near 20 years of service, where policy development and review are a regular aspect of it. I have a great deal of experience with strategic planning, where I have honed my strategic thinking skills. I can focus on and plan for short-term goals while maintaining a larger vision. I am able to establish the appropriate actions to take in order to fully implement plans. In short, when I set a goal, I know how to reach it.
The following preamble leads to questions regarding honesty and transparency. Let's presume you are elected. During your first few weeks, you will be briefed regarding what City Hall refers to as confidential matters. We do not know what confidential matters are presently being withheld from the citizens of Hamilton. All four councillors first elected in 2018 initially voted to support the Coots Paradise cover-up before three of the new councillors began voting against the continuing cover-up. The Municipal Act prohibits members of council from releasing information the majority of council declares confidential. With this in mind, what principles and advice will help you determine what information should be confidential and what information should be made public?
So I believe that the community has a right to information which would impact them, whether that be positively or negatively. As a councillor, I would have a duty of care owed to the community where transparency is central. Information is powerful, and if council has information which would benefit or hinder the community, we are more than obligated. It is mandatory that we share such information. In order to get ahead, we must be in it together. This isn't about politics. It should never be about politics. It's about the community and what's best for the community.
The Red Hill Inquiry will issue its report early in the next term of council. The revelations regarding how City Hall ignored problems on the expressway and the toxic culture at City Hall, which silenced good people, are shocking. How do you plan to review and consider the final inquiry report when the commission releases its findings and recommendations?
The Red Hill Valley has been a costly matter where the greatest cost has been the loss of life. It is imperative that council address this matter with the utmost care and due diligence. I plan to review every aspect of that report and work towards any recommendations brought forward where safety concerns can be alleviated. Throughout this inquiry, I personally felt a few things. I became concerned with the safety of the Red Hill Valley. I was unhappy with how these legitimate concerns were addressed. I was astounded at the degree of negligence on the city's part and was appalled at the cost this inquiry is costing the city. We cannot have these types of failures if we desire to be a successful community.
The construction of the B-Line LRT will begin during this term of council. It will be the largest construction project in Hamilton's recent history. How do you plan to respond to construction challenges and opportunities?
There's no doubt that the LRT construction is going to cause disruptions to businesses and traffic. Businesses have suffered greatly throughout COVID and cannot afford any further losses. And traffic in Ward 5 has seen a significant increase as more properties are being developed. I plan to work closely with the local businesses with the goal of producing plans where access to these businesses will remain available. Further, I will work closely with city staff to see to it that alternative transit plans are put in place, both short-term and long-term, in order to manage the volume of traffic and disruptions caused by construction. The LRT is getting developed. Our last council saw to that. Moving forward, we have to support our businesses and implement plans for safe and orderly transit.
Before we turn to land use planning, let's have a lighter question. What is something interesting or unique within Ward 5 that you believe the rest of Hamilton should know about?
An area I absolutely love is Confederation Park. It's a great park for families, sports, recreation, and walks. It's really a beautiful oasis with the beaches along the shore of Lake Ontario. And, you know, surprisingly enough, there's still quite a few people who don't realize, one, Confederation Park is Hamilton's, and two, it belongs to Ward 5.
City Council decides land use planning and zoning. It decides where housing and businesses are located and the type of housing and businesses which are permitted in location. There are three questions on this topic. Ontario's provincial policy statement, Ontario's de facto planning law, defines the 500 meters surrounding LRT and GO stations as major transit station areas. Ward 5 will have two LRT stations and already has the new Confederation GO train station. Both require City Council to update zoning bylaws to plan for intensification. What is your vision for major transit areas, and how will you implement that vision?
I believe we have to be incredibly mindful when planning development along the LRT corridor. There are many things to keep in mind, including parking, traffic, amenities, intensification, and overall impact. Stops need to be accessible, parking needs to be in place, and residential and commercial development needs to reflect the neighborhood. I'd like to see mid-rise development, mixed development where amenities are needed. Ideally, it'd be great to see developer do three-bedroom condos to make room for families. I also want to see well-thought-out development where we haven't burdened our infrastructure and our neighborhoods. Further, there needs to be an element of green spaces included in or around any future developments. Let's make this an enjoyable community with many outdoor spaces. And in order to facilitate this, I will work closely with Metrolinx, my colleagues in the ridings where LRT is being developed, with city staff, and with community stakeholders to ensure we develop smart and consciously.
There are many planning applications along King Street between Nash Road and Gray Road, with more to come. What is your vision for this corridor, and why is that your vision?
So there's no question that the city needs more housing and amenities. There are plenty of opportunities for infill projects throughout Ward 5 where smart development should occur. While housing needs need to be developed, we need to do this where we are creating a balance within our community. We must be cautious of overdeveloping areas where infrastructure would not be able to manage the influx. Development should aesthetically complement the neighborhood and have amenities for its residents. If we are going to see any improvement in our affordable housing crisis, future development is a component of that. So let's develop what works and what makes sense. For Ward 5, I want to see a thriving community. I want to see a community which is happy with its growth and one that respects and honors its past. This is my home. It's all our home. And why shouldn't it be great? Why can't we be proud of it?
The city of Hamilton is updating its decades-old residential zoning bylaws. This means the addition of secondary dwelling units within the neighborhoods of Ward 5, the dividing of older large lots to create two houses, and other forms of intensification. How will you balance the need to build more housing while responding to concerns regarding intensification?
Yes, so in order to do this, we have to meet traffic needs, parking needs, and amenity needs. We have to plan carefully for this development, making sure that secondary homes are being built in a timely and efficient manner, while also maintaining a balance within the neighborhood. Our population is growing, and younger residents are living at home or living alone more often these days, and we need to provide them with housing options. We need to create solutions for home ownership, and secondary dwellings are a huge part of this solution. But again, let's not over-intensify. Let's look at this strategically.
Road safety is a significant issue across Hamilton, including in Ward 5. What is your overall plan to address road safety? Please provide three detailed specifics of your plan.
Road safety is an incredible concern across the city. You're absolutely right. And I plan to implement speed measures within Ward 5, including compliance, infrastructure, and the use of technology. I also want to create more bike lanes, which are protected and or well-placed. I will also engage in a neighborhood-by-neighborhood review of traffic signs, crosswalks, and speed calming measures where recommendations will be made and implemented.
Turning to governance and expertise, let's use the idea that it takes 10,000 hours to master a skill or trade and apply it to being a municipal councillor. One person cannot be an expert in all matters which come before council for decision. How will you gain the necessary learning to be able to make informed decisions? What reading do you do? What professional development will you look for? And what types of people will you seek advice from?
Yeah, so my current experience in governance is above 10,000 hours. And while that doesn't make me an expert in all matters, it has provided me with the critical thinking and strategic thinking skills necessary to make informed decisions. My reading covers a wide range of topics where development of skills tends to be the focus. I do, however, often read about various social issues such as mental health, houselessness, Indigenous experience, and 2SLGBTQIA experiences. I also enjoy looking at other cities to see what they are doing and reading and diving into any interesting programming, reports, or policies they might have. I am constantly involved in professional development and always developing or refining my skills. I'm looking to do further development in governance, and of course, am always open to opportunities that are presented to me, which would be of a benefit to me and the community. As far as whom I would seek advice from, it would depend on the issue or item at hand. The city is not an expert in every area. There are community organizations that specialize in their industry, be it within the not-for-profit sector or private sector. I believe it's important to go where the experts are. Bring in those community stakeholders who can lend insight and guidance to the matter at hand. Really work together as a community to create tangible results. I'm actually excited to start bringing the right groups together. We have so much to learn from each other.
What are two changes you will propose to improve city services?
Traffic control is an important one with many components. As I mentioned earlier, I'll be taking a hard look at Ward 5, looking for every opportunity to improve pedestrian, cyclist, and driver safety while maintaining and working towards improving traffic flow. In regards to a sacking, the city recently completed a survey asking people to weigh in on what they would like to see in their parks. So I took part in that survey because I believe our parks are incredibly vital to our community. I want to see parks which offer more amenities, are inclusive, green, clean, and enjoyable. Parks where families, friends, and dogs want to go. I'll be looking at ways to improve our parks, which will include reviewing recommendations the city brings forward as part of their parks master plan, as well as engaging with the residents of Ward 5 for input.
What are two changes you will propose to improve quality of life in Hamilton?
I want to improve people's day-to-day, as well as improve our future quality of life. Inclusiveness is a major one, which involves imagining and creating neighborhoods and spaces with everyone in mind. Inclusiveness expands into so many areas, many of which are part of my mandates as a candidate. Further, I want to improve transit in Stony Creek, improve the roads, improve bus services, improve traffic flow, and create more alternative transit options and make sure our streets are safe.
It's 2026, the public record is writing a review of the four-year council term that is just ending. What three words do you hope we will use to describe your term on council, and what three words do you hope will describe council as a whole?
For me, I would have accomplished what I set out to do and be for Ward 5 if I were described as authentic, dedicated, and determined.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. Do you have any closing remarks that you wish to share?
I do, and I want to share with Ward 5 residents and to all listening that I believe this election, we should be very excited for it. There's some great candidates coming forward who will put the city on the course it deserves. We've put our names forward so that we can bring about positive change in the city, and I am committed to the city and to Ward 5. I want people to vote for me with the expectation that I will serve them well, and I encourage everyone to share in this change by voting this October 24th.
Thank you. And lastly, how do people find out more about your platform and get in touch with you?
My website is under construction. Actually, by the time this airs, it'll probably be live. So visit me at voteboyerward5.com for more information. You'll find everything there that you need.
This has been episode 118 of the Public Records, the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of The Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the Press Club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.